Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, Gaviscon, G-A-V-I-S-C-O-N. Middle initial J. Address is 6016 F-I-C-K-E-T-T Lane, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone 530-588-2249. ID triple X dash double X dash 0817. Date of birth is 5/12/1958. 64-year-old married retired woman. Her insurance is Blue Cross of California. Pharmacy is Rite Aid, 530-872-2700. It's addressed to Ken Gillen, PA. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673. Phone is 530-872-6650. Fax is 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for history of atypical syncope. Current complaints, none. Current findings, morbid obesity. Subparagraph, recent treatment for aggressive weight reduction. Dear Ken and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Sally Gaviscon for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Sally is a 64-year-old retired accomplished nurse/nurse administrator who retired from working at Paradise Hospital following the Camp Fire, which was quite devastating, producing post-traumatic stress symptoms for which she has recovered. New paragraph. She gained weight after the fire occurred due to reduced activity. Subparagraph. At this time, she has recovered from the devastating losses, having found her way into a new home for herself and her children. New paragraph. As you may remember, several weeks ago, while undergoing a aggressive weight reduction diet, having lost 10 pounds in 1 week, she developed urinary frequency over a period of 6 days and subsequently collapsed at home in a fashion at night in which she had no recollection of her illness or collapse. Subparagraph, she was hospitalized at Enloe Medical Center, where an aggressive and comprehensive evaluation was done with her history of hypertension, her history of familial hypertension, including cardiac monitoring, which did not disclose any significant arrhythmia. Subparagraph, her hypotension resolved with treatment of her urosepsis and electrolyte replacement with findings of hypomagnesemia and hypokalemia. New paragraph, she was successfully discharged from the hospital. New paragraph, she's done well since that time but has been quite nervous about returning to her aggressive diet, for which she was taking additional supplemental L-arginine, which she thought might have precipitated this crisis. New paragraph, her neurological examination has been within normal limits, as has been her activity since her discharge. New paragraph. Our examination today shows findings of morbid obesity with general manifestations suggesting risk factors for metabolic disorder. New paragraph. She does report more recently some dysomnia at the time of the anniversary of the campfire, but otherwise she normally sleeps well and feels rested in the morning when she awakens. New paragraph, she's been very active with her family and grandchildren, for which she's exceedingly pleased. New paragraph. In clinical consideration for her referral with this history of loss of consciousness, it would be my professional opinion at this time that this occurs as a consequence of developing urosepsis gram-negative bacteria, which resolved with intervention but was associated with sudden hypotension loss of consciousness that has entirely resolved. New paragraph, at this time I don't see any particular reason to do any additional neurological evaluation, considering aggressive evaluation testing accomplished at Enloe Medical Center without unusual findings. New paragraph, recommendations. Today I've given her a lab slip to accomplish a comprehensive vitamin nutritional analysis, so she does not take any vitamin supplements. New paragraph, I've given her a lab slip to complete the laboratory testing for metabolic disorder. New paragraph, I would anticipate that we would find that she probably has features of insulin resistance, although she may not be pre-diabetic. New paragraph, in consideration of these findings, should this be possible, then she can be initiated on the new medication for treatment of obesity related to diabetic risk, which is both successful and quite accomplished and popular. Subparagraph, the laboratory testing may qualify her for the medication under her insurance benefits. New paragraph, I will see for reevaluation and follow-up with further recommendations. New paragraph, thank you for this pleasant and interesting referral. Signed, respectfully, with my professional signature.